yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Quick conversation I had with Red Sox manager Alex Cora on a topic which I think speaks to what makes a good manager, about communication, about being honest, about giving advice, all the above. And what the conversation was about was Cora talking to Jarren Duran, who was suspended for 2 games for a homophobic remark going back now a week and a half ago. And he was suspended just about a week ago. And then he came back, got a chance to start playing again on last Thursday. But still, there was a lot of hurdles to jump through, I think, for Duran, just because when you go through something like that, it's not going to not chasing you. People are going to talk about it. People are going to yell things about it. You're going to have uncertainty. You're going to have a lot of discomfort, all of that, you know. And so this self-inflicted issue that you had, you have to deal with it in a lot of different ways. And it's something that Alex Cora had to deal with when he was suspended for the Astros cheating scandal in 2017 and suspended for the 2020 season, and really how he came out of that and the approach that he took. And so it wasn't only informative for me or in this conversation, but I think it was pretty impactful for a guy like Duran. So I just wanted to play this for you. Quick, Baseballs Are Boring on the go. All right, here you go. Here's Alex Cora talking about the conversation and approach he had with Jarren Duran and about Jarren Duran. So you had mentioned in passing sort of about the conversation with Jarren about, you know, relating it to yours thing, and that's probably meaningful. Like, this, you don't have to tell me exactly, but how was that? How were those conversations? Because I think it hit for him, right?
We just talked, you know, and the one thing, and it's total different, you know, they're two different situations, but at the end, the way you cope with it is very similar, right? The more genuine and transparent you are, the better it's going to be, right? It's not about acceptance, right? But it's about, you got to keep going, right? Like, he's not going to stop playing baseball, right? And he's going to keep living. And for him to be able to breathe and do his thing, you know, like, just, you got to keep doing the things that you were doing in the past, you know, like signing autographs, you know, like be present for the fans, you know, and somebody's going to get on you. Somebody's going to say they're disappointed. And that's the moment that you say, yes, but I'll be fine. You know, I disappointed you now, but with time, you're going to be proud of me, you know, because I can do everything possible not to make it better, because that's the wrong choice of words, right? But just to keep going, right? And in my case, you know, like, I know, you know, I always said, you know, there's 50% people that accepted me, 50 of them, they still don't forgive me. And I get it, right? But one thing for sure, that 50%, you know, they cannot say that I'm not, you know, I haven't been apologetic. I haven't talked about the subject. You know, like, I've been very open about it, probably more open than everybody in the situation. So I just told him, be you. You know, like, you cannot, not everybody's going to accept you, you know, but one thing for sure, you know, from now on, you can make it for people to respect you, right? Yeah. And that's the way.
Did someone give you that advice, or was that something? Because it's good advice, but, you know, it's, I don't know if somebody somewhere along the line said, hey, listen, because it's, you know, you were in uncharted territory, right?
Yeah. Honestly, just being at home and going to the supermarket, you know, like after the lockdown, you know, when everything opened up, my biggest fear was, you know, don't take him to my family. I was the one that fucked up. It wasn't them. They had no idea what was going on. So if I go to a restaurant, if I go to the grocery store with my family.
That's what you were worried about.
Yeah. Don't do it. Yeah. You know, and there were some people that will say some stuff, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, I did it. You know, like, I'll be better.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the way I was like, okay, you know, this is the best way of doing it. You know, like, don't hide.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep living, right? You know, we made a huge mistake. Yeah, we did, but we still have to move, you know, keep going, right? And I think with time, that's what I done. You know, there's people that sometimes when I talk about the topic, you know, like 5 or 6 years later, they're like, you don't have to talk about it. But I'm like, no, I'll talk about it because it will always be there. It's going to be a conversation with the boys probably soon, right?
Yeah.
They're getting to the point that they understand a lot of stuff, right? So kind of like to go over that, right?
Yeah, I don't think about it. Like,
right, you know?
Think about the conversation, yeah. But this is the other conversation.
The other conversation, yeah. Right? And, you know, it will always be there, right? I mean, people here, they remind me all the time, you know? Like when we went to L.A., you know, it was nonstop, right? So that's part of my baseball life, you know? I think it's away from my life in a sense. Like people don't – it's not like they don't bring it up anymore, you know? And I feel comfortable where I'm at.
But – I would imagine it hit for him.
So it was outside, you know.
Oh, really?
You know, it was just like a casual conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, that's why I told him, man, like, sign autographs, do your thing, just be you. You know, let's not, the way I see it, and if you go back to Pilar, right, let's not make it one bad decision, you know, like, kind of like dictate who you are, right? Like, we all make mistakes. We all do it, right? The thing is that in this platform, what we do, you know, our mistakes, you know, they should be magnified because, you know, people are holding us to this standard, right? And what he did was wrong, and he knows it. But now we just gotta let it breathe, you know, and let the kid, you know, keep getting better and do the things that he's supposed to do to get better, I guess.
And the last thing is just, have you seen, I looked him in the first two games, and I don't know if it's the rust or whatever, but like this, and then all of a sudden Friday shows up and he's like all over you.
Yeah, I think, you know, understandably so, what happened, you know, the first few days, you know, it's like the unknown, right?
Yeah.
And now he knows. And it's going to get louder, you know.
We're going to go
to places that, you know, they're going to be loud and they're going to bring it up. And, you know, his job is to cancel the noise, keep doing the things that you're doing personally to improve, right? And then, of course, in between the lines, you got to cancel the noise.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.